you into this place this morning, Lord. I ask that you would come and that you would have your way with us, God. Lord, without you, we're just singing songs, God. But with you and with your presence here, we're getting a piece of heaven, Lord Jesus. God, so I pray that our hearts would be open, that our eyes would be open to see you, that we would be reminded that this is what we're living for, that this is what we're made to do. God, it's to be in your presence, and it's to sing to you, and it's to bless your name. Our Creator, God, we're here to thank you for all that you've done. We're here to look at your beauty, Lord. We're here to bless your name, Lord Jesus. So I ask, God, that you would come, Lord God, and have your way. Have your presence fill this place. Have your presence fill our hearts, God. We want nothing more than to serve you. We want nothing more than to bless you. We want nothing more than to see you, God. So, Lord, we ask that we would have a new experience with you this morning, a new freshness with you this morning, God. God, we love you. We take this time to open up our hearts and to get rid of everything that is a distraction and to set our minds and our hearts on only you this morning, Lord. Nothing else but you, God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you do. Bless this time that we have. In my prayer.
Bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
You give life.
You give life. You are love. Bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord.
It's your breath.
It's your breath. Find my worth.
Declaring something, it's not just singing, not just, but it's declaring that who we are in God, who we are as God's children, and that we don't have to live with any fear. And so as we sing, I want you to sing it over yourself. I want you to sing it over your kids and your kids' kids and everybody around you, that we are declaring that we are not going to be afraid in Jesus' name because we know who we are. So as we started, I just want you to keep that in mind and let's sing it together with all of our hearts. You till all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. And I am a child of God.
One of the two. So the verse that I want to share with you today is from the same story that I shared earlier, and it's from 1 Samuel. And this is about the story of Hannah and Samuel. So in verse 27, it says, I prayed. So Hannah goes before God, and God gives her a promise that she's going to have a child. And sure enough, she does have the child. And when she had that child, finally, after years and years of waiting, after years and years of feeling humiliated, after years and years of feeling less, she finally has her child, you know? And when you have something like that, you know, if you're waiting for something, if you've been waiting for this certificate to come in the mail, if you've been waiting for this job to come through, if you've been waiting for this good news, whatever it is that you've been waiting for, once you have that, you feel like, you take a deep breath and say, life is good, right? I can breathe now. Well, she does that, but she does it differently. She takes that child and she goes back to the house of God, not only baptized or dedicates that child and take him back home. No, she leaves the child there. And this is what she says. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked for. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. She finally has what she's been asking for. Does she keep it? Does she keep the child for herself? No, she gives the child right back. And this is what I call love. This is what I call love. She loved that child so much that she thought the best place to protect this child, the best place for this child to be, isn't with me. It's to give that child back to God. You know, I always ask the kids this question. You know, when you have something so dear to you, where do you keep it? Do you keep it in the driveway? If you come to our house, the first thing you'll see about 10 to 15 basketballs, like, you know, flat, like, you know, they're laying all over the place. You will know that this house loves basketball. They're all over the place. Gracie's old bike, Gracie's old dolls, like, you know, we really take care of our front yard. So anyway, so you'll see stuff that, you know, old, like we're no longer used, but the things that are dear to them, you know, the things that they like so much, like Elijah bought these new shoes, right? These shoes were not allowed to even touch the ground. He would wear them, bring them home, put them on the dining table, right? And when Dina would complain, he was like, Mom, do you want me to put these on the ground? He was protecting his shoes with his life because they're so dear to him. When something is so dear to you, you want to do everything you can to protect it, right? See, she was so smart. She knew the best protection for that child isn't to keep him home, isn't to raise him her way, isn't to do it her way, it's to give him back to the Lord. See, in the same spirit, if you want to protect your finances, if you want to protect your heart, more importantly, from going and worshiping finances and from going and worshiping the money and the master of this world that's called money, if you want to protect your heart from that, the best place to be, the best place to give it is to the Lord, is to give it back to the Lord. God is not asking you to do something and give it to Him. God is asking you to, where is your heart? Is your heart in the money? Is your heart in the bank account? Is your heart is in fear, or is your heart, or your heart is with me? You know, I honestly could not imagine. When the kids leave for 2 days, we can't sleep. We eat too much. We're out. We're depressed because we miss them so much, right? And we've never had a time where we were hoping for kids and didn't have them. But kids are always around us. But she. It was so brave what she did. So brave. But that's when your heart is truly connected with God. That's when your heart really knows the way. In the same spirit, I want you to think about your finances. I want you to think about worshiping God with your finances. See, the Bible teaches that we should give 1/10 of our income back to the Lord. And on top of that, if you want to offer, you can offer more. But the minimum tithe is the 10%. And this is a good place to test your own heart and to test my heart to see where our hearts are. Are we connected with the money, or we're connected with God? Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning for your love. We thank you because we are no longer slaves to fear. We are no longer slaves to this world. We are no longer slaves to the measurement of this world. We're no longer slaves to the cars, to the homes, to the bank account. We're no longer slaves to any of that. We are no longer slaves to anything this world offers, but we are your children. We are your children, and we're offering you not just our 10%, we're not just offering you our finances, but we are offering you our hearts, our lives, knowing this is the best place to be. This is the best place to invest our lives first. This is the best place to invest our hearts, our emotions, our finances, and everything. Lord, help us see this picture today. Help us see what Hannah said years and years ago, Lord, that the best place for her child to be is to be with you. And Lord, help us today. We can't do it on our own. Just like we can't do anything else on our own, we need your help. We need your help to offer. We need your help to lose any connection between this world and our finances. We help us to lose any connection between what the world offers and what we need to do, Lord. Help us. Help us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Children are dismissed. God bless you.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Today we're going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 45. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go up again seven times. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain, and Ahab rode went to Jezreel.
Thank you. Okay. Hallelujah. Good morning. I'm so happy that we are here together, and I believe that God has something for us, because I like this song that the evidence is all around, right? It's when Assam stood here and shared in the middle of the worship and then shared again, I was like, how did you know? You know? Because he was sharing part of my message. And I believe that this is the Holy Spirit. And all the songs that we sang, it's part of the message. So I believe that all the evidence saying that there is something happening, and it will happen. And I believe that God is going to speak to us. And I believe that God is going to do something among us. It's all about belief. Can you say amen? It's all about belief. It's all about what God is saying. You say, I am loved, when I can't feel a thing. You say, I'm strong, when I think I am weak. You say, I'm held, when I am feeling falling what? Short. Or failing short, right? When I don't belong, you say, I'm yours. And it's all about, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe what you say, not what my surrounding saying. I believe what you say. I believe your reality more than my reality. I believe your reality more than my reality. Amen? I believe the light that you have more the darkness that surrounding me. I believe. It's all about believe today. Amen? So what we read today is the story of Elijah telling King Ahab that the Samaria was going through very drought, very hard drought, no food, no water, nothing. And everyone is praying for a breakthrough, nothing happening. And finally, Elijah is saying, there is something will happen. And before that, Elijah was challenging the prophets, the false prophets, the prophets of Baal. Come and see who is God and worship him. If Baal is God, worship him. And if God, our God, Jehovah, is God, worship him. We want to see who is the true God. And all this miracle happened, and the fire came from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. And after this, Elijah is declaring or saying to the king, go, because the rain is coming. And he's asking his servant, to go and check if there is any sign for rain. For how many times his servant go and check? 7 times. Until the 7th time, there was no sign of rain. First time, there's rain? No. Second time, is there any sign of rain? No. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, is there any sign? Anything tells us that there is rain? No. Is there any sign of breakthrough? No. And the seventh time, he comes back and says, well, I saw a little cloud rising from the sea. Little cloud that a size of man's hand. Rising from the sea. Is this the sign that you're waiting for? Elijah saying, go tell Ahab to go down before the rain comes. Because it sounds like the sound of heavy rain. Say it. The sound of heavy rain. Say it. The sound of heavy rain. Just a moment ago, there was no sign. Just a moment ago, all what we hear is no. Just a moment ago, all what is surrounding you is hopeless. Just a moment ago, all what you can hear about your situation is no. And then, a just size of hand, man's hand is cloud rising from the sea. Open the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. You heard how many no's. How many no's. This, today God wants us to hear about two things. I believe it. And I like my pastor, so I'm going to follow him. So we're going to hear about two things. Yes and no. This is the first point. Yes and no. And the second point is, yes, I do. Can you say it with me? Yeah, you'll like that. You're going to like it. You're liking it already. Okay. Yes and no. And yes, I do. Okay? Yes and no. Yes and no. The first thing is, how many no's that you heard in your life? You're praying for your children, and it's still no breakthrough. No. You're praying for your finances, and what you hear is no. You're praying for your health, and all what you hear is no. You're praying for children, and what you hear is no. Again, Abraham and Sarah, waiting for the promised child, and all what they hear through the years is no. I did some little calculation today. If she got married at 20 and until 55, 12 months, those are how many years I can't remember. She heard no every month. Is there any sign of children? No. Any sign of children? No. This month? No. This month? No. Over 400 no's. 400 no's. And then after 55, you know, ladies, you know. Nothing, even sign. This is a long no. No! You know? Until 90. So it's like, no. A big no. I was reminded when I was preparing this. When Rola was one time she was in the emergency room and the heart monitor beep 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 was so annoying. She was like, it's so annoying, this sound beep beep beep, it's so annoying. So Jonathan said, thank God it's not beep. For Sarah, every month she hears no, beep, 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 beep. And from 55 or more, I don't know, until 90, no hope. There's no hope. And then the yes came. And the yes came. You know what? Today I was talking about it with Rola, what I'm going to share. I take her approval first. No, just kidding. And I was sharing with her. And she told me something very interesting. I was like, no, I didn't hear before. She thought maybe the promise came to Abraham. And Sarah thought that this is not for her. Even the promise came to Abraham that I will give you a child. But she didn't believe it. This is why See, she gave up, and she suggested, you know, you can go with Hagar. This is your promise. It's not for me. This children thing, it's not for me. You go ahead, and you have your promise, baby. All what you're hearing is no, 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 no. But the yes is coming. The yes is coming. As in our story, all what's surrounding them is drought, famine, no food, no water, no health, no breakthrough. But the yes came with a huge rain. But you know what? In this story, I like what the Bible says here. When the Bible says this, I read it, I was like, this is so true. This is so true. So Elijah told his helper, go and tell Ahab to go down before the rain. Okay? Before the rain stops you. Meanwhile. Say meanwhile. No, say it again. Meanwhile. Meanwhile, the sky grow black. So he had an evidence. He had a sign that there is a rain coming. But meanwhile, the sky became what? Black. So it get like worse. The situation became worse. The situation became more and more hard. The sky became black. And the wind started to rise. And the fight is even stronger. And the war is even harder. But this is not the sign of defeat. This is a sign of the rain coming. This is a sound of heavy rain. You should be happy. So when it gets harder, say amen in the name of Jesus. That means the yes is so close now. When the sky is so dark, say amen in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough is coming. Can you say amen? The yeses and the noes. You will hear no, you will hear no, you will hear no. But don't give up. Because I believe, and we believe, I believe. I believe what you say. If you say there is rain, I believe it. I believe if you say that there is a child, I believe it. When I was thinking about children with Sarah, and I was thinking about Hannah, but I didn't write it. I said I should mention Hannah, but thank God someone else mentioned Hannah. Hannah was waiting for her child, waiting, and every year she goes and worship God faithfully, offers sacrifice and pray and not giving up, and all the people are bothering her. You're just barren. You're cursed. You are cursed. No. I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep believing. I'm gonna believe that the yes is coming. I'm gonna continue believing the breakthrough is coming until she had not a normal child. She had some. How many hundreds of children were born at that time? Did we hear about any of them? No! But we heard about some. Because he was coming after so many no's. Amen? It's so beautiful when you get the yes after so many no's. It's so beautiful. It makes the story Jesus-centered, God-centered, not manpower-centered. Isaac It's not manpower. Not man-centered. Not manpower. It's God's power. Saying, I will give you what you cannot take. I will give you what you cannot make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're trying so hard. But you get nothing. Let me do it for you. Amen? Amen? And his name is Isaac, means laugh, joy. Amen? After all the trouble, after all the sorrows, after all the sadness that she went through, finally she had what? The joy that she was waiting for. Amen? So, the yes and the no. That will lead us to the second point, which is the main point. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In this point, God reminded me with Joseph. Joseph was waiting for his breakthrough, right? When he was betrayed by his... listen to this, because it's very important, okay? When he was thrown in the well by his brothers, this is a dark place, right? And he was waiting there. What will happen to me? I will die of hunger or thirst. Or maybe I will be like die of suffocation. They will bury me alive. I don't know what will happen to me. I'm in a dark place. Joseph was in a dark place, right? And he was, if I am in his place at that time, I would be praying for two things. I want to get out. I want to go home. I want to get out of this dark place. I want to go to my daddy. I want to go home. I want to go to the safe. To the safety. Because here I am, my life is threatened, right? I want to go home. I want to get out of this place. I want to go home. And while he's waiting, the answer of yes came to the first part. He got out of the well. He got out of the dark place, but he didn't go home. He was sold as a slave. So the yes, he heard yes for the part of the prayer. But the other part, he heard different direction. He took him to a different direction. Yes, for getting out of the dark place. But I will change your detour or route. I will change it a little bit. Instead of sending you home directly, you will have a detour with me through Egypt. I will take you to a place, a different place. I will not take you to the same comfort zone that you used to have. I will take you to a new challenge. I will take you to a new venture with me. I will take you to a new depth of my relationship. I will take you to a different place. Would you take it? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And when he took him to Egypt, God took him to Egypt, and he was sold as a slave. A second level of the test of Joseph, when he was misjudged by the wife of Potiphar, yeah? So he went there to Egypt. He was a slave, and he was sold as a slave, and he was working faithfully in this house. And the wife of his master wanted to do bad stuff with him. And he said, no! And he refused. And she accused him, even she was wrong, accused him, and he was put in prison. And I asked my question, I ask myself a question. Why didn't he speak out? Why didn't he say, no, it wasn't me, that was her? Why he didn't speak out? Well, he didn't speak out because I believe that he was only a reflection of someone will come after thousands of years. That it will be also mistreated, and he will be falsely accused with so many things, and he will not speak out. James, can you please come? It's a long reading, so instead of making you sleep, if I read it, I ask James to read it for us. So it's from Isaiah 53, and it's the whole chapter. Okay, why Joseph? Why you didn't speak out for yourself? Why didn't you, you know, defend yourself? And the answer is this.
Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
He was led, Jesus, this is a prophecy about Jesus. He was led like a lamb, led to the slaughter. Yet he didn't open his mouth. He didn't say anything. He didn't defend himself. He didn't speak out to ask for fire to consume all those people. No, he didn't do anything. He was led like a lamb into the slaughter. He didn't open his mouth. Through the Old Testament, we see like a flashlight, what did you say? Picture of Jesus throughout the Old Testament. One of those pictures is Joseph. One of them is Isaac when he agreed to be the sacrifice. Yeah? Throughout the Old Testament, you see all those flashes about the life of Jesus. One of them is Joseph. Joseph was mistreated, but he didn't open his mouth. He waited. The other question I'll go back to this again. The other question I asked myself, why he was not killed? If this is a big man in government and this man is servant in his house and he was accused with this crime, he could be killed. Yeah? But no. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can be. God is so faithful. Joseph, don't worry. There is a limit for what mankind can do to you. There is a limit of the sickness can do to you. There is a limit of the finances, circumstances can do to you. There is a limit. And after this limit, all these temptations, all this power that works against you cannot cross. Because God is so faithful. So you're going to be put in prison, Joseph? Okay, no problem. You can handle this. You can handle the temptation. You can handle this. But no one will touch your soul. No one can touch your soul. I was like, hallelujah. Amen. There is limit. There is limit to what you are going through. And God put this limit. He's so faithful. He will not let you carry more than what you can. Joseph, how are you doing? I'm good. I'm good. Can you carry a little bit more? Yes. Yes, I do. Bring it on. I'm ready. If there is more, bring it on. And he goes from hardship to hardship. Then he goes to prison. He goes to prison. Listen to this. This is the main thing. This is the main thing. He goes to prison. And God sent him a challenge. A new challenge. Which is, hallelujah. You can see Jesus here. You can see Jesus easily. While he's in prison, while he's waiting for a breakthrough, while he's waiting for a yes, two people comes into prison and they say, we had a dream. And they tell the dream. Amen? One of them is the king's cupbearer. And he tells him the dream, and he interprets the dream for him, and tell him, your breakthrough is here. You're going to go out of prison. And the challenge that God challenged me with, will you be willing, Philip, will you be willing to deliver other people's yeses while you are going through your nose? While you're trying, while you are carrying, while you are going through dark place, while you are have sickness, while you don't have kids, you're paying for other people to have kids. Can you do that? Yes, I can. Joseph said, yes, I can. Yes, I do. Will you deliver yeses to others when you all what you hear is no, no, not yet, no, not yet. No, not yet. No, not yet. And you're not giving up. And you're not doubting. And you're not jealous of the other people say having their yeses. Hallelujah. Hey, man, you have your yes. I'm jealous of you. No, he's not jealous. He's happy. He's happy. I'm happy for your breakthrough. I'm happy for your breakthrough. I'm happy for the healing. I'm happy for the financial breakthrough. I'm happy for your health. I'm happy for your children. I'm happy for what you have. I'm happy. This is Joseph. Can you, Joseph? Yes, I can. Because it's not me. It's the power of Jesus Christ working on me, in me, through me. That he, hallelujah, Jesus, while he's in the cross, listen to this. Oh, that's amazing. While he's in the cross, he's saying, I'm thirsty, but at the same time, he's opening the floodgates of living water to the world. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! While he's in the cross, treated badly from the people, he's saying, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. Hallelujah! Delivering yeses to people when he is going through the hardest time of his life. You know what? Opening paradise. Opening paradise. Today, you will be with me in paradise. When? When did he say that? When he was going through not but like hell. He was going through the hardest time, carrying the sin of the world. His heart is broken. He was betrayed. He was beaten. But he was saying, I will open paradise for you. I will give you your yes, even though I will wait for mine. Hallelujah. This is the yes I do. This is the challenge that God put in front of Joseph. Am I willing to deliver yeses to others while I'm living my no's? Am I willing to bless others while they are trying to curse me? Am I willing to say, Father, forgive them, for they are doing what they don't know? Am I willing to open paradise to someone when I was living? Sorry that I'm going to say it again. When I'm living in a situation like hell. Am I willing? Am I willing to be fruitful in a dry land? To be fruitful, to speak God's joy, God's peace, like a river. When I am going through dry land, am I willing? Joseph cannot do it by himself. Joseph did it because he had the power, hallelujah, the power of Jesus Christ, even though it was still flashing revelations for us now. Hallelujah. Because the fullness of time have come. And Jesus himself is with us. Jesus himself, it's not flashing. It's not flashing revelation. It's the light of the world. He say, I'm the light of the world. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. And you know what? You are the light of the world. Because you're not gonna do it by yourself. I'm gonna do it through you. How many people are waiting for their yeses around us? Including me, including you. Yeah? How many do you think in the world waiting for a breakthrough? The greatest breakthrough the mankind can wait for is the breakthrough of being delivered from their sin. Yeah? This is the most heavy weight I know that I experienced in my life. When I am walking, I know that I am a sinner. I'm going to hell. I'm gonna die. The wage of my sin is death. But Jesus Christ came and delivered me. I'm no longer slave to fear. I'm no longer slave to sin. I'm no longer slave to darkness. I'm no longer slave to the world. Jesus Christ delivered me. And so many people are waiting for their yeses. And God is saying, I want you to be the light for this world. Can you do it? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. This is the answer that God is waiting for us. Okay, so I'm going to make it a little bit personally. And we're going through a hard time with our kids, especially Jono. He's not here, so I'm going to talk about him. He doesn't want to go to school. He wants to drop out. No. It's big thing. And I was like, come on, man. Don't give up. And it's very hard. It's very, very hard. And it all started when we moved here. He lost all his friends, both of them. He lost all his friends and the house that he grew up in, his toys, his everything. You know, when we came here, he started. And the man who kicked us out from our place, from our home, his name is Saad. His name is Saad, means happiness. Not for us. It was not for us. Can you believe Saad? And my brother-in-law, his name is Saad. So every time, hi Saad, Habibi, how are you doing? I remember this man. I was like, no, I don't. So to revenge, to have a revenge that what happened to my child, I pray for Saad's kids. I pray blessing. I pray that they will prosper in their education. I pray that they will be successful. I pray that they will be healthy. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will have the light of Jesus Christ. I bless them in the name of Jesus. And this is against my nature. My nature, I wanna kill the man. No, I'm not. But I hate this man. No, I don't hate. I pray for him a lot. You kicked us out from our home. You kicked us out from, you know, what we know. I bless him in the name of Jesus. Because I want to be with Jesus. That he was cursed. He was beaten. He was hurt. But he spoke blessing. Amen? Amen? There is more. I heard this, and we're going to close now. I heard this sentence from a song. And it says, there is more, so many reasons to praise than to fear. Okay? There's more, so many reasons to praise than to fear. And I would say today, there's so many things to praise God for than the reason to doubt and to fear from all the noise that you're hearing, from all the darkness that's surrounding you. There is so many reasons to believe. So many reasons to believe that God has the breakthrough, that God has a breakthrough for our life. There's so many reasons. It's just you declare it. As Amanda was saying, it's just the declaration. It's not only a song. It's a declaration that I believe that God has a breakthrough. That God has a breakthrough for my children. That God has a breakthrough. And I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. As a father, I'm not giving up on my children. And you shouldn't give up on my children. You have to pray for them. You promise? Yeah, you have to pray for them. You're the church. Pray and keep praying. I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna pray until I see the breakthrough. The breakthrough spiritually, the breakthrough physically, everything. Because the breakthrough is there, and we don't have to give up. Amen. I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing my heart. The broken heart, by the way. Yeah? I'm just sharing this. And I'm sure if I see your hand, Are you waiting for a yes somehow, somewhere in your life? Yeah? You're waiting for a yes? Keep praying. Keep declaring. Keep believing. Keep declaring that I have faith that the yes is coming. One thing that I would like us to do in prayer, I don't know, I really felt that God wants to do something about that. If you know anyone that praying for kids and they don't have, we're going to pray. We're going to believe. I don't know. It's not anyone's power here. It's a confirmation, right? A psalm is talking about Hannah that doesn't have kids, and she had the breakthrough. I talked about Sarah doesn't have kids. Maybe God wants to have kids, you know, to have someone have kids. I prayed for a woman, not me, but we were praying for a lady that we know her. And this is beautiful. She was praying to have kids, and she doesn't have kids. And then she got pregnant with twins. Before the breakthrough, and it's too dark, the yes came. And I believe. I know like two couples, friend of mine. They are trying. And there's no, the no is still no. But you know what? We're going to pray. Amen? God answers prayer. Amen? Let's stand together. Hallelujah. First of all, very simple. First of all, have you had your yes of your sin been forgiven? Have been forgiven? If not, very simple. I will pray a prayer and you repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Forgive my sin. Be the King. Be the Lord of my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Second, if you are praying, waiting for a yes, don't give up. Don't give up. Ask Him to give you, to fill you with faith today. Ask Him to make you believe. Ask Him to show you even the size of a man's hand, a cloud, a sign of a heavy rain coming into your life. It's a declaration. God wants us to declare it over our life, our families, church. Let's declare it together in the name of Jesus. If you know someone that praying for children and they don't have, I believe Samuel is coming. I believe Isaac is coming. So let's pray for them in the name of Jesus. If you think about someone, if you are someone that they are praying for children, can I see your hand? If you're thinking about someone that praying for children, can I see your hand? We can pray for them together in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you are more powerful than the situation that we're going through. You are more powerful. Your light is powerful than the darkness that we are going through. Thank you, Lord, that you have yes and amen, Lord. You have yes and amen for us, Lord. I pray for every heart that's discouraged, Lord. Every heart that is broken. Everybody that is going through hard time physically and health-wise, Lord. I pray for a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I declare, Lord, that me and my household to worship the Lord, including my kids, my wife, Lord. I declare it. I declare that the yes is coming in the name of Jesus. Not only that, I pray for my relatives in blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for breakthroughs, Lord. I pray for breakthroughs, Lord. I pray for this church, Lord. I declare your presence. I declare your name to be lifted high, Lord. To be a church that can deliver yeses even when we are going through our no's. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us this belief. Give us, Lord, to believe in you more than the circumstances, more than the wind, more than the waves, more than the darkness. Because you are the light of the world. I believe, we believe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord Jesus, I thank you so much this morning because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you so much because you listen to our prayers. You see our hearts. Lord, I thank you so much because you split that sea years and years ago, and they were all built to walk on dry land. The enemy was behind, the sea was in front, but that didn't matter because you are around. Lord, sometimes we look at things and we say, and there is no way out. We look at things and we see a dark, dark picture. But you see the light in that picture.
In the name of
you
Jesus,
see
Lord.
That day they were kicked out of Sudan, Lord. They were not kicked out to go to the lost places. They were kicked out to start a new season, Lord. Start a new chapter of you using them, Lord. You starting a whole new place for them, Lord. I pray that today they see this. I pray today that Philip and Rola see this. I pray today in Jesus' mighty name that every chain over Jonah's life will be broken. Every
Amen,
chain
Jesus.
Over Sarah's life will be broken.
Amen,
every
Jesus.
Every doubt in Philip and Rola's heart will be
Amen,
broken
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, as a church and as a family, we would be standing in the gap, that we would be lifting their hands, Lord, as they are praying, Lord, just like in Moses, his hands were getting tired, and I can only imagine, Lord, how tired they were getting, Lord. But I know as they're standing in faith, we as a church and as a family, we're going to grab their hands, and Lord, and lift those hands up as they are praying and believing for their lives and for their children and for all of their circumstances, Lord. We lift our hands and we hold their hands, Lord, up, and in belief that Jonah and Sarah are going to win those fights. That in faith that Philip and Rola are going to win those fights. In faith, Lord, we see your hand working. In faith, even if we see a small little cloud, we know that the heavy rain is coming. And their lives is going to, the rain is not just going to cover them, but the rain is going to cover them, and it's going to pour, and it's going to splash from them to people around them. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, real quick, when he was talking about the natural children that people are waiting, I also believe that there are spiritual children that there are some of us here waiting for.
Amen.
We've been praying for a really long time for salvation, for people to come before God. And God is saying, do not give up praying on them. You're looking at them and perhaps you feel like they're a distant away. You keep praying that they would be drawn closer to God. And when you look at the natural realm, they seem but further away. Don't look with these. You look with this and you stand on the promise. And as you do, God is bringing them in. So it's not just natural children that God is promising for whoever is out there. God is also promising spiritual children.
Amen.
So we stand in the gap believing that God will do what he has promised to do.
Amen.
He will do what he's promised to do.
Have a seat. It's a habit. I have to share something after the message, you know. It's a habit. I don't know how to break it, but, you know, I just when you were praying for us, I just remembered something good happened to us. So it's not all dark, huh? So Sarah, my daughter, got this AirPods a gift on Christmas. And after a few weeks, she took it to school, and after a few weeks, she lost them. And she knew the guy that took them. And she knew you took them and confronted him. She was strong, and you took it. Somehow, this guy put them on and posted it on Instagram somehow. So it was like, yeah. Anyway, so she confronted him, and he said, no, I didn't take it. I didn't take it. For 3 months, maybe, or 2 months, he's refusing. Finally, he said, yes, I admit it, I took it, and I give it back. I will give it back tomorrow. So the kids called me, and they said, tomorrow we're getting back the AirPods. And I was like, I'm happy. Thank God, this is a restoration. Something had been stolen from us, and it's back. It's going to be back. And this was like, for me, it was like the size of a man's hand cloud, you know? And it is air cloud. So it was like a sign that something will be returned to us, have been stolen, and it will be returned. And then when I came home, actually, Wednesday, I was in the Bible study. I came home and they told me, we have a proposal for you. I was like, what? They said, we want to give back this AirPods to the guy that stole it from us. So after he gave it back, my daughter told him, you know what? I want to give it back as a gift for you. And I was so, they were afraid. They were like, Baba will not agree, you know? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm so blessed that you think like this. Someone harmed you, and you want to bless them. This is the joy of my heart today. I am proud, Father. I am happy. Do it. And so in the middle of the darkness, something good is happening, and there is a size of man's hand cloud is rising from the sea that says the breakthrough is coming, the yes is coming. So never give up. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Why don't we all stand together and sing this last song? So I will let you draw me out beyond.
to your grace. Oh, your grace, and as your love in wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter. Love, wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not.
Give us the strength that we need to continue to press in, to continue to say yes, even when we hear no, God, that you give us that strength, that you give us that will and that desire, God, that you don't leave us alone, that you don't leave us to fight for ourselves, but God, that you fight for us. And all we have to do is stay in your love, Lord God, and that fight is already won. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. I thank you that we have power and authority in your name and that we can live strong and confident in that, God. Thank you for who you've made us to be, and thank you for who you are, God. We love you, Lord. We give our whole lives to you. We give our whole hearts to you, God. You're so beautiful, and we praise you every day forever, God. In your name I pray, amen. You are dismissed.